Gina. This is Janet Blasek in Colorado Springs.
Hi, Janet. Thank you for joining me today.
Sure.
I just want to get on right with our questions. Can you tell me, or if you do you mind me asking, what is your age?
No, I'm 60.
Okay. And when you came to Dr. Murphree, what were the issues you were having? What were you diagnosed with, or were you?
Well, I was diagnosed with, I did find a doctor that thought, probably I had some kind of chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
And, that was after many doctors, of them saying, tests are normal, we don't know what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, how long had you been ill before you started working with Dr. Murphree?
I had been sick for really a short time, about a year and a half is all. So I'm really grateful for that I did find a doctor that, suggested that I go and find somebody that specialized in that.
Excellent. Well, that is remarkable that you found someone so quickly after you started having symptoms that could not only tell you what he thought you might have, but, had the initiative to say, look for a specialist
right in
that field. So, I mean, that is...
And basically, they were able to say, we don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah. And it's hard to find a doctor that will even say that, really.
Right.
Because most of them, they just want to say, oh, well, I know what this is. Let me give you some pills.
Okay.
So when you started seeing Dr. Murphree, tell me what what issues you were dealing with. Were you having difficulty with things like pain, sleep, digestion?
Mm-hmm. I was. I had, when I, started, I had, joint pain and just very lethargic. I'm a very active social person, and I just come to the point I felt so bad all the time that, mm-hmm. I didn't even want to be around people or family or pets or anything. I did have, a lot of brain clutter and brain fog to where I would get into a room and not even know how I got in there.
Yeah.
So I was having that, and then I was, definitely having, stomach issues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so that's, I was really blessed because my best friend was sort of going through the same thing at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and she had found Dr. Murphree, and she emailed me one night and said, you've got to go look at all of these videos.
Uh-huh.
And, and when I started reading this book, it just clicked that, this man knows what I've got.
and that's a blessing in itself, but not just to know what you have, but to know what to do about it. I mean, that is...
Right, and to know somebody cares.
Exactly.
What you have.
Mm-hmm. And he really does. He really does.
Oh, he does. He does. One thing I love about him is, I've always taken very good care of myself, mm-hmm. Physically, and I've always eaten right. And so when I have something that's wrong, that's chronic... I don't understand it because for years I've taken very good care of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that I appreciate so much about him is that he understands that I'm a unique person, that I'm not just, a statistic like the, many of the doctors, they have statistics and your tests fall in this normal procedure, you're normal. Well, I'm not normal and I know I wasn't normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate so much that he, looks at me as the person. And I think at one time he said, this is Janet's illness. And that's totally when somebody gets that this is, you're unique, this is your illness, and I'm going to help you. I'm not going to help a statistic.
Right.
And that's one thing that really made me admire him so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That he is very good at that. He does look at each person as a separate case. Each case is different. No one has the same exact symptoms, but everybody has a lot of similar symptoms. But every little thing that you tell him is a piece to your puzzle, not everyone's puzzle. So that's exactly right. That's how he approaches things. So zero to ten, if zero is the best you felt and ten is the worst you felt, how bad was your pain and fatigue and digestive problems, your memory, things like that?
You know, there's some days that I'm a zero, which I'm very grateful for. And, you know, I mean, on a scale, you know, I don't feel 100% yet, but I feel 80%.
Yeah, and when you first started seeing him, how was it?
Oh, a 10. I really didn't even care much about living. I mean, I just wanted to sit in a chair and everybody leave me alone.
So it was affecting your relationships and your activity, your whole life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I think one thing is when you can't find somebody that, you know, that is interested in really helping you, you just lose hope. And, you know, for a while, you know, I thought, you know, there's just no hope. I mean, just sit in the chair and shut up and, you know, and then once you see a little spark of hope, then you're able to get above it, you know, above the illness and start fixing yourself.
Exactly.
Which I feel like, you know, he was my little ray of hope.
Yeah, he is really, he's really blessed to have the capacity to retain the more of what he reads and what he hears and what he sees. His mind is like a sponge, so he really retains all of this information, and it's so valuable to have someone that he takes care of himself, and that's why he's able to function at optimal level, because he practices what he preaches. So,
absolutely, and I know that, you know. I'm so much better than I was, you know, and I think one thing that I've learned from him, you know, as well as myself, I know myself pretty well, but, you know, I know, you know, I had, you know, a lot of adrenal issues, and I know what the limit is, you know. I know when I have to back down and when I have to say no and when I have to rest. And I do, and then it doesn't, I can function better the next day if I just realize. So I've become more cognizant of just, you know, being able to, you know, accept that, you know, something's not right now, and so I can, you know, do that. And I think he's done a great job at helping me to do that.
That's great. That's wonderful. So how is your mental clarity now? How are you able to get back with your regular activities?
Yes, absolutely. And I've started, you know, I've started exercising again, and I, you know, again, I have to know my limits on that. And, but you know, I feel like myself again. And for a long time, I didn't even know who I was because it wasn't me, you know. It was this person with something wrong with them. And so now I'm I totally am feeling like myself again.
That is so awesome. I am so tickled that you're doing better. Tell me, Janet, with knowing what you have now, knowing where you've come and what all you have experienced with Dr. Murphy and the changes that's been made in your life, do you feel like that what you've spent on your program with Dr. Murphy was worthwhile?
Yes, absolutely. And now I will say at the beginning, you know, I thought, I have wonderful insurance, you know, but you know, the insurance doesn't pay for any of this. You know, should I invest the money in this? Should I, you know, I mean, I don't even know this man. He's some Joe Blow off the internet, you know. And so you start second guessing yourself.
Right.
You know, maybe this isn't the right person. Maybe this is too much money. I can just keep going to doctors and the insurance company pays for it. But, you know, I made up my mind. My husband and I said, you know, this is so worth the investment, and which I don't really even, I mean, by the time you know, I can't go and pick out supplements. I mean, I can take basic supplements, but I can't, you know, I think a lot of people spend more money, you know, at the health food store, say, okay, this is going to help me, and this is going to help me, and this is going to, when I don't know if it's going to help me or not. But if you invest in someone like Dr. Murphy that understands your body, you know, it's a great investment. So, no, I don't regret spending one dime, not one red dime, and I'd do it all over again tomorrow if I needed to.
That's great. Well, that is, you brought up a good point about that. Knowing, you can buy all the supplements you want, but if you don't know what your body's deficient in, you don't know that that's making things better or making things worse or starting
a new problem. I work at an herb store, you know, with my friend that owns it. I mean, I have access to every herb and every, you know, supplement there is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was taking them and they weren't helping. So, you know, and they weren't addressing everything that I needed. So I do believe, and I would recommend to anybody that has some kind of deficiency, don't just start taking herbs and supplements thinking, you know, you read something on the internet and you think, okay, this is going to help me, this is going to help me. Well, it may hurt you.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to know where you're deficient.
You need a facilitator of your health, you know, and that's what I really feel like Dr. Murphy is for me now, an advocate, you know, and a facilitator and helping me with my health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm almost done with my program, but I'm never going to be done with him.
Right. Well, you're always going to have, you know, periods of stress in your life where you have to maintain and get back what you've lost. And, you know, that's he goes over all that with his patients about your fight or flight response and your serotonin stores and knowing what neurotransmitters you're low in.
That's absolutely a
huge help, just knowing what is it I need. So if you were talking to someone who was in the shape you were in or worse, and they were saying, I'm thinking, you know, I don't know, that's a lot of money, or, you know, I've been to doctors and doctors just don't know, no one knows. What would you say to someone who was considering calling, but they were really iffy?
Invest in your health with someone that cares about you. Because, again, like I said, I've always been a healthy person. I've always done things holistically. I don't normally turn to the medical community, but most people do because they don't have, you know, they haven't, for whatever reason, you know, researched things in another way. But I would say, you know, invest in somebody that can help manage your health. Because, I mean, even me as the healthiest person in the world, I mean, I've exercised my whole life every day. I've eaten organic food for 30 years. You know, things still happen.
Mm-hmm.
Things still happen to your body that you don't always have control over. So you need an advocate that can help you. And that's what I would tell them, you know, don't. Money is just an object to use to help us here on Earth. I mean, to spend for, you know, but your health is your whole life.
Right. You don't have anything if you don't have that.
No, if you don't have health, you don't have anything. And so do everything you possibly can to live a healthy life. And I think he can help people that have chronic illness.
Okay.
I mean, I truly believe that.
Anybody in my family,
anybody that I know that has some kind of chronic illness, and it doesn't just have to be chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia. It can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
He has wisdom and knowledge to help.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your kind words. That's a wonderful testimony to someone who is been where you've been and wants to be where you are. So that's excellent. I appreciate you sharing that with me. And thank you for joining me today. And
You're welcome.
I look forward to talking with you.
And another thing is, y'all have been great, Gina. You and Juno, everybody is just great because I really feel like they're concerned about me, you know, like I'm your only patient.
Well, we have everyone.
I'm sure some days you would like to just have one or two patients. But, yeah, so thank you so much again. And, you know, if I can recommend y'all to anybody, just, you know, let me know, whatever I can do.
Okay, thank you, honey. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Gina. Bye now.
Bye.